is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Googe Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama. As the varsity girls get a big win over Opelika, it's time for the varsity boys to do the same. This place is absolutely packed on a Friday night in Auburn, Alabama, and we are happy to be along. I'm Jacob Goins. I appreciate you being with us, Tiger fans, here on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. I'm telling you what, there is not an empty seat in this place. The students have showed up. The fans have showed up. The community has shown up between Auburn and Opelika. Standing room only on all four sides, above looking down. Every seat is full, and standing room down underneath on the baselines as well. It's going to be a ton of fun between the Auburn High boys and the Opelika boys. We'll tell you about it, get you ready. Starting lineups and opening tip all coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center and Building Supply.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome back inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. We are just about 5 minutes away from tip-off between Auburn and Opelika in the varsity boys game. Let's tell you about this Opelika team coming in here tonight. They're 18-4 overall on the season. Also 1-1 in area play. Got off to a nice start. They beat Smith Station. Thought about this team being the team to beat in the area. That's how the season began, but took a huge lump against Central the other night, losing by 30. Yes, 71-41. Opelika drops their game to Central. Talked to my buddy Van Riggs, the voice of the Opelika Bulldogs, and said they just didn't play well, didn't shoot well, didn't do anything well, and came up very short against that Central team. Of course, that Central team also beat your Auburn High Tigers right here on this floor a week ago from tonight. And so Opelika looking to get back in the win column, but still 18-4 on the season, and had a good year last year as well. 19-8 overall. They were just 2-5 in area play, and Auburn got them a couple of times. Your Auburn High Tigers, on the other hand, 16-8 on the season. They are 1-1 in area play, beating Smith Station on Tuesday, breaking the curse on the road, falling to Central a week ago on senior night. But here's the kicker. Auburn is on a 7-game winning streak against Opelika in varsity boys basketball. So that is something going to try and keep up with tonight. Going to try and extend that tonight as well, as Auburn looking to go 2-1 in area play. And that's the big thing that we're going to talk about all night long here on the network, is both of these teams 1-1. Okay, 1-1 in area play. You only play 6 games. You play for Auburn, you play Opelika twice, Smith Station twice, and Central Phoenix City twice. And so the difference between 2-1 and 1-2 is significant. Thankfully, none of these teams are fighting for the 0-3 or trying to avoid that, right? But even in the difference you're going to see here tonight, you are then in the driver's seat to still make the postseason. The top two teams in the area get or I guess you get the seed in the area tournament, then those two teams make it to the regional tournament. Kind of a screwed up postseason play, but we'll get to that as we go. The goal tonight is to beat Opelika for the eighth time in a row. We're going to have it for you here on 96.3 W Lee. Starting lineups and opening tip coming up next here in just a moment. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensegreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at sensegreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensegreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensegreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start first with the visiting Bulldogs from Opelika. They're being introduced as we speak. Wearing number one is Kerry Johnson. Wearing number three is Carday Wright. Wearing number four is Caleb Baker. Wearing number five is a familiar name, Brady McNally. And wearing number 11 is Jadarian Holloway. So again, Johnson, Wright, Baker, McNally, and Holloway, the starting five for the visiting Opelika Bulldogs. And for your Auburn High School Tigers, the starting five, again, they're brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Being introduced as we speak for the Auburn High Tigers, starting at guard, he's a 5'11 senior. He wears number five. It's Antonio Welch. Starting at forward, a 6'6 junior. Wearing number 32 is Hampton Jordan. Starting at guard, a 6-foot senior. Wearing number two is Trendon Maynard. Starting at forward, a 6'6 senior. Wearing number 10 is Trey Ross. And starting at guard, a 6'5 senior. Wearing number one is Antoine Daniels. Those are your starting lineups. Brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We're about ready to go between Auburn and Opelika, so let's get this thing started on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's game time on 96.3 W Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
It's Auburn and Opelika. The juice is in the gym tonight. The buzz is in the air. It doesn't get better than Tigers and the Dogs for the first time in 2026 on the hardwood for the varsity boys. Auburn High 16-8 on the season. Opelika 18-4. Both teams 1-1 in area play. We are ready to go between Auburn and Opelika. And, man, this place is going to be crazy. We appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Opelika has black jerseys, black shorts. They've got Opelika written in script in red across the chest, red numbers on front and back, and a red checkerboard pattern going down each side. Opelika. Again in the red and black, and Tigers are wearing white on top, white on bottom, Auburn written in blue across the front, and blue numbers on front and back. Not an empty seat in the house, not an empty railing can be found. It is packed inside Auburn High School Gymnasium. And, man, we are ready to go, excited to be here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Opelika tipping, going right to left. Tigers tipping, going left to right. It's Trey Ross, tips it to Hampton Jordan. A backdoor cut for Antoine, not there. Jordan spins, Jordan scores. And we're underway between Auburn and Opelika. Big Hamp gets a start at 2-0 Tigers. Opelika moving right to left on your radio dial. It'll be Trenton Maynard guarding the ball handler. That's Carney Wright. Kicks to Brady McNally. At the top, he's guarded by Antoine Daniels. Dribbles to the far side of the floor in front of the Auburn High School bench. Hands it off for Kerry Johnson, guarded by Big Ham. Uses it an extra step. Gets to the lane. Layup is good and a foul. Oh, they call the foul on the floor on Hampton Jordan on the reach-in. So there is no shot, but it is an early foul on Auburn as a team, and it's also an early foul on Hampton Jordan. So a baseline left for Brady McNally. Looks to get it in, and he does at the top. Guarded by Trenton Maynard. Spin move. Used an extra step. Layup was blocked. Comes back to the dog. Straight away three from NBA range. Bank not open here on the road. And Antoine Daniels is able to clear. Again, Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. They blitz him immediately as soon as he crosses half court, and he smartly calls a timeout. Should just be a 30-second timeout for the Auburn High Tigers, so we'll leave it right here on 96.3 W Lee. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Auburn's got to take note of that right there. As soon as Antoine came across the 10-second line, Opelika blitzed him with two defenders and they're going to force him to get rid of the basketball. You know what that means? Somebody else is going to have to step up tonight. Trenton Maynard, he averages 14 a game. You're going to need it here this evening. Would love to see Big Hamp get going. Would love to see Caleb Brooks get going. Hit a couple of big shots the other night on the road at Smith Station. Tigers moving left to right. Antoine spins, breaks the ankles of McNally, but can't make him pay on the long jump shot. Hampton Jordan had his putback blocked, but Trey Ross is there to finish off the play. It's 4-0 Auburn. We're a minute in, and McNally gets it to fall. Brady McNally with a transition three to respond. It's 4-3 Auburn, just a minute in. Opelika fans have showed up here tonight, as have Auburn fans as well. It's off of Opelika, tipped out of bounds on the far side of the floor. And you're going to be able to hear them. We got Opelika fans all around us here on top of Auburn High School Gymnasium. All starters still on the floor. It'll be Antonio Welch to inbound in front of the Opelika bench. Antoine Daniels, he's guarded by Brady McNally. Gets to the right hand, jump, stop, 8 feet, good. First bucket for Antoine Daniels. He averages 19 a game this season for the Tigers. You'd love to get that and then some here this evening. Ball handler at the top. Double team. Kicks to the near corner. Antoine's there. Cross-court pass for Brady McNally. Bulldogs working around the perimeter. Gets to the lane. A wild circus shot won't fall. Rebound comes to the Bulldogs. Goes up. Lost it off his shin. It was Caleb Baker. He pulls down the board and lost it out of bounds. 6:15 to play, opening quarter. Auburn leads Opelika 6-3 in the varsity boys game. Maynard hands it off to Hampton Jordan at the top, looking for Antoine on the far wing. He's got him. High screen. Antoine for three. No, not that time. Rebound tipped around. Finds the hands of Antonio Welch. Goes up strong. Knocked away. Out of bounds on Auburn. A lot of movement early between these two teams. Haven't seen much transition, though. That's something different for Auburn. We know they love to run. And we saw Central really slow it down when they were in here a week ago. You got to think Opelika used some of that film to their advantage. Dribble drive on the baseline goes straight up into Trey Ross. Good block by 10. And out of bounds on Kerry Johnson of Opelika. Low scoring early. Trey Ross will take a seat as Caleb Brooks in the bright pink. I say baby girl shoes. I don't mean it that way, but in terms of if you're having a boy or a girl, that's basically the color pink shoes Caleb Brooks got on. I like them. I'd wear them. A down low to Hampton Jordan. He goes up strong, and Big Hamp comes away with two more points. He's got four in the corner. Auburn leads by five. Five and a half left in this opening quarter. McNally is all sorts of pressure by Antonio Welch. He's got it at the top. Sidestep three for McNally. Can bank it in. My goodness. McNally, back-to-back threes for him. Opelika's back within two. 8-6 is Auburn's lead. 5-10 to play. And then an off-ball foul by Opelika as Antoine hits the floor. And going to have a meeting at the watering hole. May trying to get this game under control. They are. They're going to have to get this game under control. They're going to call a flagrant foul on four in black. That is Caleb Baker, who was guarding Antoine Daniels. So a flagrant foul is called. Antoine's going to have free throws, and the Tigers will have possession to follow. It didn't look that egregious, and the Opelika fans are not going to agree with it, as Antoine's first free throw was good. That was a call right there by the officials to get this thing under control, send a message in a big rivalry game like this. You may not like it. If it went against us, I probably wouldn't. But I understand exactly what they were doing. Antoine, 2-for-2 with the stripe. So two free throws and the basketball for Auburn coming off the flagrant foul against Caleb Baker of Opelika. Caleb Brooks will be the trigger man on a baseline right. He stands just next to the S of Tigers as the officials now having to step in again with Caleb Baker and Antoine Daniels. And I get trying to set a precedent, but I mean, we got to let him play a little bit. Inbound to Antoine at the elbow. Guarded by Baker. Swipes the knees once. Bounce pass Hampton. Jordan in reverse layup. Big Hampa's on a roll. He's got six in the opening quarter. Auburn leads by that many with 5 minutes to play in the first frame. McNally dribbles. Nearly turned it over. Antoine can't save it. Baker goes up. Layup won't fall, but a foul. Caleb Brooks is going to pick up the foul as Caleb Baker, the 6'4 senior, tried to finger roll it in. And he'll step to the line. The first free throws for the Dogs. They have 6 points. Both of them, or all of them rather, have come off of two made threes from Brady McNally. First free throw for Baker is good. .505 to play in the first quarter. It's 12-7 Auburn as Cash Reef will sub into the game as Antonio Welch will have a seat. Second free throw from Baker is good. Tight one early here between Auburn and Opelika. 12-8. Good guys lead with 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Antoine trying to get across the 10-second line. Has to throw a cross-court pass to Caleb Brooks to do so. Far side of the floor. Brooks nearly lost it in front of the Opelika bench. Still pressuring him. Gets it to Reef. Down low to Jordan. And a wide open layup. Opelika hasn't scouted big number 32, and he's making him pay. He's got 8 in the opening frame. Auburn back up by 6. Steps into a 3. Won't fall. Hampton Jordan pulls down the board for the Auburn Tigers. Antoine puts his head down, gets across the timeline. Far corner, step back 3. Wild shot, not a good one either. He airballed it. 2-on-1, now 3-on-1 for Opelika. McNally into the body of Trendon Maynard. Put back layup won't fall. We play on. Tigers in the half court to our right. Approaching 4 minutes to play in the quarter. And then a touch foul on the far sideline in front of the Auburn High bench. We have people still trying to find seats and standing room inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Cash Reef to inbound in front of the Opelika bench across the floor from us. Gets it into Hampton Jordan, trying to find the backdoor cut for Cash Reef, not there. Looking for a guard, he picks up his dribble. Trendon Maynard been quiet early, lost it out of bounds. And goes out of bounds. And he'll coach up Hampton Jordan a little bit, asking for something different. And hearing it is Trendon Maynard from the Opelika student section. That's the end of the floor Auburn is shooting on. In this corner, Maynard, left-hand wing for a 3. Didn't take it. Cash Reef thought about straight away. Goes down low. Hampton Jordan, he gets the layup up, won't fall. It's Caleb Brooks on the offensive board. Hands off to Hampton Jordan, and he's fouled on the way up. Let Big Hamp go to work. The junior, 6'6", 245, a center, turned tight end, back to a center. Is Hampton Jordan, man, he is fun to watch. Got to see him play significant minutes as a sophomore on this team last year. First free throw is too strong. 3:49 to play, opening frame. 14-8 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. Second free throw from Pamp is good. 9 points for Hampton Jordan, and he's going to get a much-deserved seat and a standing ovation by the Auburn High fans on the far side of the floor as Kentrell Evans will sub in wearing number 12 for the first time tonight. So he's got the hot pink shoes on. Caleb Brooks got the light pink shoes on. Like he mixed a little white in there as well. Right to left goes Opelika. They pick up the dribble at the top. Nearly stolen, and now it's not on the right-hand side. Guarded by Kentrell Evans, the ball handler is to Darian Holloway. Between the legs, dribble in front of head coach Chris Brandt for your Auburn High Tigers. Kentrell Evans loses him, gets to the lane. Holloway takes his time and makes him pay. The third, Opelika Bulldog to score in the first quarter, and Auburn's lead's been cut to five, and now a turnover. Here comes Opelika right to left. Thought about the three straight away. Spins in the lane. He lost it. Holloway has it on the far side of the floor. Jump ball is forced. No! Oh, they called a foul on the Tigers. I don't know about all that. I think they got Cash Reef. They did. Looks like a fight for the basketball to me. Regardless, both teams have three fouls with three to play in this first quarter. McNally straight away. He'll take a contested three, and it was blocked. It was blocked by Caleb Brooks. Ball's fought for, and Antoine Daniels comes up with it. Good defense by 24. Antoine gets to the top, nearly lost it. He's guarded by Brady McNally. Kicks to the right-hand wing in front of us for Cash Reef. 2:45 to play in the opening quarter. And everybody resets with Trenton Maynard. Bounce pass to Antoine. Baseline, free throw line. Jumper is gone. Give Antoine six in this first frame. That's a good sign for Auburn here tonight. Their lead is seven with 2.5 to play first quarter. Straight away three. That's deep. And got it. Kerry Johnson had no hesitation, and rightfully so. Now the fourth Opelika Bulldog to score. And the deficit back to four. Antoine gets to the lane, kicks to the corner. That's a three from Cash Reef, too strong. And the rebound pulled down by Holloway. Here come the Dogs, 4-on-3 and now 5-on-5. He'll pull it back out and reset. It is Kerry Johnson, same spot, and missed it that time. Auburn fights for the board. Cash Reef comes up with it. Head up, looks down the floor. Cross-court pass. Maynard, three in front of the Opelika student section. No, and pulled down by Caleb Brooks on the offensive rebounds. Cash Reef has it at the high volleyball line on the right-hand side of the floor. He'll dribble drive into the lane. A kick to the far corner. That's Kentrell Evans. Yo, oh my goodness. Counts in the arcade. Evans comes up with the board. Maynard underneath. Gets hacked. Can't get the bucket. Brooks on the putback. He was fouled from behind. And the Tigers will step to the free throw line. Took about three extra fouls to get there, but Auburn finally got the whistle. And we'll put Caleb Brooks at the line. Caleb Brooks shooting about 71% at the free throw line this season. Auburn with a 4-point lead and 92 seconds to play in the first quarter. Make it, I got to quit assuming shots are going to go in. Caleb Brooks cannot connect on that one. Want to remind you the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Second free throw from Caleb Brooks, and cannot connect. He goes 0-for-2. Not what you're looking for if you're Auburn early in this game. Bulldogs move right to left. Black on top, black on bottom. Auburn in the home whites, top to bottom. Straight away is Johnson. Bounce pass to the left-hand side. Stole his lunch money. Here comes Trenton Maynard. 1-on-2, gets hacked underneath. He'll go to the line. Aggressive play by Trenton Maynard. One of the eight seniors on this Auburn High team. They were honored in this floor and in this gym a week ago. And with 1:16 to play in the opening quarter, Auburn has a 4-point lead. Trenton Maynard going to try and grow that at the line. And cannot do so. Antoine's 2-for-2 at the line. The rest of the team's 0-for-3. Can't have it if you're Auburn. Got to make your free throws. Opelika's got runs in them. It's still early, and Maynard's able to split him at the line. His first point on the evening. Maynard's got a little bit of extra juice when he plays Opelika. We know that. And he'll take a seat as Tony will sub back in for the Tigers. We approach a minute to play in the opening quarter. 18-13 Auburn leads the Opelika Bulldogs here at home. Ball's on the left-hand side of the floor. That's Holloway. He's guarded by Antoine Daniels. High screen, sticks with him. Hampton Jordan comes over and stolen by Kentrell Evans. Puts his head down, gets to the basket, goes up and cannot lay it in. But there's Antonio Welch to clean it up. Here comes Opelika, stolen by Antonio Wells. 2-on-1 for the Tigers. Tony lost it. Goes up and strong with the left hand. Here's Antonio Wells. Back-to-back buckets for number 5. And Auburn has their biggest lead of the night. It's 9. Holloway up top, guarded by Hampton Jordan, picked up by Antoine, gets to the lane, that shot was blocked. Here come the Tigers, 4-on-2 if they want it. Antonio Welch to the lane, gets fouled, no call, we play on. Antonio Welch went sliding, Antoine gets the dunk, off the steal for the Tigers. It's an 11-point lead for Auburn. Antoine Daniels has 8 in the quarter alone. Opelika tries to respond with a layup, they cannot. And here come the Tigers. Hampton Jordan had it underneath and lost it. Opelika looks to run now right to left. 2-on-1. Gets the bucket to go at the buzzer. Carday Wright gets his first points of the game. And my goodness, it was like molasses the first 6 minutes. The last two were wild. 24-15, Auburn leads after one over Opelika. Stick around. More coming up on Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
The first corner was a good one between Auburn and Opelika, and we expect nothing different in 2, 3, and 4. We are through one. Auburn leads 24-15. Lead is 9. It's been as big as 11. For the Auburn High Tigers, it was a buzzer-beater layup for the Dogs to cut into it. And now a layup at the start of the second quarter as Micah Truitt comes into the ballgame for the first time for Opelika, catches Auburn sleeping, and picks up his first bucket on the night. The hot hand, Antonio Welch, gets to the lane, bounce pass to Hampton. Jordan, layup's good, and the foul. Oh, no, they called an offensive on Hampton Jordan. What? They called that an offensive foul on 32 and White when he's the one that got smacked and took all the contact on the way up. That is ridiculous. Opelika basketball right to left. Gets to the lane, goes right around Trey Ross, and Kerry Johnson has his second bucket on the evening. What was an 11-point lead is now down to 5. For Auburn, Boehner across the timeline. Again, Auburn moving left to right as we look at it. Hampton Jordan's got it in the semicircle. Hand off for Antonio Welch. Trying to go to the corner for Antoine. Not there. He'll fake the handoff, get to the lane. Right hand and then slip. Bounce pass to Hampton Jordan, but they call a travel. Hit a wet spot. Pretty much right above the right block. On the offensive end of the floor. So Auburn turns it over, and Opelika can cut this to a one-possession lead with a made three. They move it around the rainbow. Ball's on the right-hand side of the floor. It's Carney Wright. Spins into the lane, kicks to the near corner. Open three, and he hit the side of the backboard but gets his own rebound as Micah Truitt puts it up and got in a foul. So rather than making the open three, he's going to have a chance at a three-point play. As he gets his off, the only way Micah Truitt gets his offensive rebound is because the three-point shot was so bad, it was off the side of the backboard, and he was the only one that knew where the offensive rebound was going to go. But give two credit, and he cannot convert on the three-point play. Antonio Welch pulls down the board. Left to right go the Tigers. Antoine brings it across the timeline. Right-hand wing tries to get baseline. He almost slipped on that same spot of the floor. Tries to kick cross-court. Instead, it's Tony at the top. Gets to the lane. Dumps off for A.J. Turnbow, who lays it in. Turnbow's in for the first time and gets 2 points because of it. Tigers lead 26-21, 6:15 to play in the first half. That is Johnson straight away. Gets to the left corner. Turnbow forces him to the baseline. And then picks up a reach foul. I thought it was pretty good defense by Turnbow. Maybe a little handsy, but He did a great job sealing and cutting him off and using the baseline as a second defender. Did the sophomore A.J. Turnbow. Baseline left for the Dogs. They'll kick it to the near corner. Antoine Daniels is there to guard. Tigers are in an extended 2-3 zone. Maynard picks up the ball handler. Now Trey Ross and now Antonio Welch. They kick it to the far right corner. Dribble baseline. Travel and threw it away. Travel, no call. Antoine comes up with it. He puts his head down. Top of the key for Auburn. Antoine still has it at the top, looking to call the play. 5:40 to play in the first half. And then they call Antoine on an offensive foul. How is that a foul? How? He's getting armbarred. Antoine Daniels is getting an armbar from the defender. That's exactly what head coach Chris Brand is saying right now. How does the offensive ball handler get called for the foul when the defender's the one putting the armbar into him? That is wild. So Auburn turns it over again with a five-point lead and 5.5 to play. Cross-court pass in the far corner. Dribble baseline, threw it away. Tried to feed from one corner to the other. Antonio Welch, the thief himself, is there. Antoine, right-hand side. That's a three. It's contested. Nobody's fouled. Antoine Daniels will head to the line for three. And the best free throw shooter on the team has a chance at a tray. 5:21, first half. 26-21 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. Tigers 16-8 on the season. Opelika 18-4. But those records mean no more. It's all about your area record. And both of these teams are 1-1 as Antoine gets his first point in the second quarter. Tigers coming off an impressive win against Smith Station on the road on Tuesday night. Broke the curse and got a win. The first one in a long time for the Auburn High Tigers against the Panthers on the road. As Antoine confidently knocks down the second. Opelika, we told you, coming off a beatdown against Central. 71-41, a 30-point drumming against the Red Devils. But I think the story of the game and story of the night is Auburn has a 7-game win streak against the Opelika Bulldogs. Last win for the Dogs was a long time ago, a couple of years now. Oh, and Antoine goes 3-for-3 at the line. Big-time shots from Antoine Daniels. Approaching 5 to play in the first half. Auburn's lead back up to 8. Opelika in the half court to our left. They kick it to the far corner. An open 3, an air ball. That was an air ball by Kerry Johnson. Here come the Tigers. Antoine at the top. Gets to the lane. Step back. 18-foot jumper is gone. Antoine showing off the D1 skills right there. He's got his 5th points of the quarter. He has now 13 on the game, and Auburn is back up by double digits, and Opelika gets bailed out. Gets bailed out on a wild shot just outside the lane. That'll put Kerry Johnson at the free throw line. That thing had no chance of going in. As A.J. Turnbow is going to pick up the shooting foul, the sophomore. Got the deep purple shoes on. Kentrell Evans will step up to the scorer's table and will sub in after the first free throw attempt. And it's good. Turnbow out. Evans is in. Subs come in. Brady McNally back in for Opelika. Starters back in, really. Jadarian Holloway and Caleb Baker. Keep an eye on Baker and Antoine. They were the ones that got into it. Baker was called for a flagrant in the first quarter as Johnson goes 2-for-2 at the stripe. Opelika hanging around in this first half. 31-23 is Auburn's lead. 4:39 to play in the second quarter. Left to right we go. Maynard on the free throw line, extended on the right. Cash Reef has it at the top, trying to go down low for Trey Ross. It's not there. Maynard now has it in the near corner. He'll take it back out to the top. He's on the right high volleyball line. Dribble drive for Maynard. Kicks to the far corner. That's Cash Reef. Pump fake on the three. Lost it. Wanted the foul. No call. Gets to the baseline. 12-foot floater is gone. How about the double clutch shot from Cash Reef to get his first bucket of the game? Tigers back up by 10. Spin move on the right-hand side from Holloway goes nowhere. Kerry Johnson wants one from deep. Can't get it to fall. Oh, my goodness, it does. My goodness, it died on the back iron and just dropped in softly. Like he went up and dropped it in with two hands. He's a good player, man. 33-26 is Auburn's lead now. Reef at the point. Antoine Daniels has it on the right-hand wing. He's guarded by Baker again. Behind the back dribble. Step back three for Antoine. Way too strong. Trey Ross is there for the board. Goes up. Can't get the shot, but he's got two coming up at the line. I don't love those types of shots from Antoine Daniels. We know he can hit them. There's no doubt about it. But for any Auburn University fans, I compare it to some of the Katie Johnson shots we used to see, or even the Kevin Overton shots we're seeing right now. You know they've got them. You know they can hit it. It's just not always the best available shot on the floor, and it's ones that you can get pretty much any time of the possession as Trey Ross comes up short on the first free throw. As Bryce Gotthelf will step up to the scorer's table, and he didn't sub in after that dead ball, so he is in or planning to come in for the shooter, Trey Ross. Ross left the first one short. Let's see if he can correct and avoid the overcorrection on the second. 33-26 is Auburn's lead, 3.5 to play. Ross cannot get the roll. 0-for-2. Opelika in the half court, right to left on your radio dial. McNally at the top, gets the dribble handoff, knocked nearly out of bounds. He's guarded by Trendon Maynard. I love this matchup right here. Dribble drive with the left hand, kick to the far corner, spin move. Reef hits the ground, and the shot is blocked. Just stolen, did Antoine Daniels. Here he comes in the lane between two defenders. And the Euro step for Antoine Daniels. Gave him 7 in the corner, and Auburn back up by 9. Timeout on the floor. Opelika wants to talk about it. 35-26, Tigers lead over the Dogs with 3:04 to play in the first half. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on 96.3
W. Lee.
35-26, Auburn leads Opelika in the varsity boys game with just a couple of minutes to play in the first half. It's been a lot of fun, man. We appreciate you being with us. However you're tuned in tonight, whether it's 96.3 on your radio dial, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app, this is the place to be tonight. It's Auburn and Opelika. Gym is packed. I assume the airwaves are packed as well. I think we got a lot to be listening out there right now, and we appreciate you being with us. We also want to tell you the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and a Russell Doit Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Opelika with the basketball in the half court to our left. And a dribble drive by Kerry Johnson is cut off and fouled. And that'll put Johnson on the line. PA announcer said Kyrie, so if that's his actual name, apologies, and we will roll with that. Kyrie Johnson steps to the line. And it was on the floor, but that is Auburn's fifth team foul, and 5 fouls and a quarter. Puts the opposing team at the free throw line. So Kyrie Johnson steps up. He now has 8 in the second quarter. A couple of big made threes. Clanks the second free throw, however. And Antoine's able to clear. 35-27 is Auburn's lead. Moving left to right with the basketball. Antoine looking for the screen up top. Not going to get it. Picks up his dribble on the right-hand side of the floor. Needs some help. He finally gets fouled. My goodness, a bailout foul. And it was the right call, but Antoine had nowhere to go. Just nowhere to go. Auburn's got to move a little bit better without the basketball. I think Antoine had a set play, just didn't come open the way he thought it would. Antoine off the inbound, has it on the right-hand wing. Spin move, into the lane, gets cut off, trying to go backdoor. Probably should have been a kickball, it is not. Again, Bryce Gotthelf in the game for the first time tonight. Cash Reef has it at the top. Finally spins away from a five-second call at the top. Gets it to Antoine Daniels at the point. He's at the top of the semicircle. Looks for the screen. Doesn't get it. Backs down Brady McNally. Pops up. Shoots it from the free throw line. No good. Tip around by Trendon Maynard's not there. And the Bulldogs are able to clear. They look to run. Does Holloway. Pulls it out. And Opelika will play 5-on-5. Kyrie Johnson lets it fly from NBA range again. No good. And there's Kentrell Evans. Big-time board from 12 in white. That is the junior, Kentrell Evans. Cash Reef wants a three and makes a three right in front of the Opelika student section, who has nothing to say as Reef celebrates down the floor. Cash Reef has five in this quarter. Brady McNally looks to respond with a left-handed layup, and he does. Auburn's had a problem with that this year. After a big bucket, whether it's a dunk or a layup or a three, they have really struggled to get back on defense on those types of plays. Bryce Gotthelf will take a seat. And Trey Ross back in the ballgame. 1:37 to play in the first half. Auburn leads 38-29. Here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers are at home. The first of two matchups against the Bulldogs this season. Here in area play. Trey Ross spins into the semicircle, picks up his dribble, kicks to Trendon Maynard, far side of the floor on the free throw line, extended, gets to the lane, poked out from behind. The Opelika then throws it away. Here comes Cash Reef, little Euro step, and floats it up. Doesn't use the backboard, doesn't matter. Cash Reef has seven in the corner alone, and Auburn back up to their largest lead of the game. It's 11. And a dribble drive and a circus layup, no good. Tigers have numbers if they want it. Here comes Antoine Daniels with the right-hand dribble. Gets cut off on the baseline. Bulldogs bring two. Reef, sidestep, three for the right-hand wing. No, he airballed it. Oh, this place would have gone crazy. Here comes Brady McNally. One-on-one drive on Kentrell Evans. He scores and gets the foul. Brady McNally, man, he is a player. We saw him a year ago. Is the junior, 6'1", 170 pounds, and he was barking at Kentrell Evans right there after getting the and-one free throw, or the and-one opportunity, rather, as Evans coming off the foul will sit down, and Antonio Welch back in the ballgame. I'd say a pretty fast-moving first half, 44.8 on the clock. McNally clanks the free throw and then nearly stole it off of Trey Ross's defensive rebound. But it is knocked out of bounds, and it is Auburn High School basketball. It's Antonio Welch, Antoine Daniels, Trey Ross, Cash Reef, and Trendon Maynard, the five on the floor for the last 35 seconds for head coach Chris Brandt. Bounce pass inside, kick to Reef, open corner three, yes! Cash Reef is the man of the quarter. He's got 10 for the Tigers, and it's their largest lead of the night. It's 12. 20 seconds to play, and it's stolen. Tigers left to right. Antoine thought about the straightaway three. Kicks it to Tony for three. Too strong. Rebound tipped out and into the hands of Antonio Welch. Tigers have it knocked out of bounds. It is Auburn High basketball. It should be. It is. Knocked out of bounds at half court right here in front of us. Auburn will have an inbound up 43-31, 7.5 on the clock in the second quarter. Antonio Welch looking for somebody, gets it into Trendon Maynard. He has it at the top with five. Dribble drive now with three. Gets to the lane with two. Euro step, circus shot. No, it was blocked and a foul on the floor. You can barely hear the whistle. And I think they call it on the floor. And they call it on Brady McNally. I think it was on the floor. And they'll put 1.9 back on the clock. Tigers have a baseline right inbound with Trendon Maynard. Trendon Maynard, 1.9 to trigger. Finds Cash Reef in the corner. Three at the buzzer. Go! He almost banked it in, but it's no good. And the Tigers will take their largest lead of the night into the locker room. 43-31, Auburn leads over Opelika. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report is next. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS. Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Tigers lead the Opelika Bulldogs 43-31 in the varsity boys game. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 43-31, Auburn leads Opelika in the varsity boys game. It's been fun, man. Back and forth, big shot after big shot. Not a ton of turnovers in this game, and a lot of slower offenses have led to more points for the Auburn High Tigers. Crazy how that works sometimes, right? And Auburn has their largest lead of the game, and it is 12. And Auburn really has played under composure, I would think. I think, or just calm is what I would say. And especially in a big game like this, that's hard to do for big-time names on this team like Trendon Maynard, Antoine Daniels. They love the moment. They love this game. They love playing against Opelika, and they want to go out and win the game on their own. But I think as they've grown, as they've gotten older, as they've gotten more mature, I think they realize they can't. You cannot win one-on-five, and they have gotten others involved. That's the story of the game so far tonight. Let's go ahead and get you into some of our scoring stats at the half. They're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We'll start with the Opelika Bulldogs. It was Kyrie Johnson who hit a couple of big threes in that half, had an and one opportunity as well. He ends with 11. Brady McNally, he's going to get his, man. He had 10. Also, Micah Truitt had 4, and 3 Opelika Bulldogs with 2, Carday Wright, Caleb Baker, and Darian Holloway. Again, these halftime stats are brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust. Antoine Daniels scored 15 points in that first half. He averages about 19 a game, so already has 15. You expect big things from him in the second half. Trendon Maynard, quiet, just 1 on a free throw that he split in the first half. You also have Cash Reef. Talk about a story. He had 10 points in the first half. All of them came in the second quarter. He was the difference in that second frame. Antonio Welch has 4. Trey Ross and A.J. Turnbow both have 2. And how about Hampton Jordan? It was his first quarter with 9. It was Cash Reef's second quarter with 10. And the consistent scoring of Antoine Daniels with 15 overall. Auburn leads Opelika 43-31 at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. When we come back, we'll talk keys to the second half. I'm trying to track down old head coach Courtney Pritchett for the Auburn High varsity girls, but I don't think that's going to happen in the mass of people that are in here. We'll see if we can make it happen. If not, we'll talk about keys to the second half and get you ready for it when the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Hey Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn leads Opelika 43-31 in the varsity boys game. And keys to the second half, man. Antoine's going to get his. Would love to see Trenton Maynard get open for some shots. Love seeing him get downhill, but some open shots, some open mid-range jumpers and those threes, man, when they're falling for Trenton Maynard, this team is really hard to beat. And I think you found something with Hampton Jordan. I know Opelika adjusted in the second quarter, but getting downhill, getting him the open shot, getting him layups, and just getting a shot up and giving him an opportunity to grab an offensive board. He did that two or three times in that first half, and I think Auburn has a good chance to walk out of here with a win at home. They lead 43-31 at the half over Opelika. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Third quarter action coming up between Auburn and Opelika right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Opelika, the Tigers and the Dogs here in the varsity boys game. Auburn leading Opelika 43-31 at the start of the third quarter. Auburn in all white top to bottom here at home. Opelika in all black top to bottom on the road. Tigers moving left to right. Oh my goodness, let's try that one more time. Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial, but they throw it away on the baseline, and Auburn gives away a possession to start the third quarter. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. Brady McNally works his way into the lane, cannot connect on the right-hand layup. And Antonio Welch is able to clear. 30 seconds into the third quarter. Auburn on their first possession of the second half. Moving right to left on your radio dial. Tony gets to the lane. Goes up between two defenders. Layup won't fall. And McNally clears. Ahead for the Dogs. Thought about the three on the left-hand wing. Instead, it's a dribble drive dump off. Kick to the near corner. Thought about the three. Gets to the lane. 8-foot floater is an air ball. An air ball for Opelika. Here comes Antoine, starting four and one more back on the floor. It's Trendon Maynor, Antoine Daniels, Hampton Jordan, Antonio Welch, and Kentrell Evans to start this third quarter. How about Hampton Jordan? Caught it at the elbow, put it on the floor, and gets to the bucket for two. I love seeing that from Hampton Jordan. Opelika trying to respond with a three, and they do. In the far corner, Kyrie Johnson picks up where he left off. Had 11 in the first half, give him three already here in the third. 45-34, Auburn leads a minute and a half into the third quarter. Maynor steps into a three to respond, in and out. And McNally pulls down the rebound. Ahead now for the Dogs, gets to the lane in transition. That layup is blocked by Trendon Maynor. Here come the Tigers, right to left on your radio dial. Skip pass for Tony, dribbles baseline, kicks to the near corner. Cantrell Evans, pull up jumper from 12, and he's fouled. I think I'd want to see Tony shoot that three in the far corner. I think he had enough space, but his play leads to a foul as Kentrell Evans will step to the free throw line. Will the 6'1 junior guard. Evans is going to be a good one, man. Averages 5 points, three boards, and an assist per game, and he's got a free throw made right there for his first point on the evening. Again, just a compliment to the Auburn and Opelika communities for showing up here tonight. Kentrell Evans goes 2 for 2. I mean, there's barely enough room to breathe in this building right now. It's a lot of fun. Dogs have it in their half court, moving left to right. As we look at it, they're in front of their bench in this half, and a lost ball on the baseline. Trendon Maynor was the last to touch it out of bounds. 6:04 to play, third quarter. Auburn's lead is the largest of the game at 13. It's a baseline left for the trigger man for Opelika. Ball was tipped into the hands of a Dog on the left-hand side of the floor. Micah Truitt was the one that came up with it and gets into the lane, stripped, but fouled. That's Carde Wright who got to the lane. I believe they got Cash Reef on the reach-in foul. And that will be on the floor, so both teams now with a foul in this third quarter. 5:58 to play, inbound from the same spot. Finds a pocket in the lane. Floater is no good for Opelika. Left it short to Caleb Baker. Here comes Auburn. Kentrell Evans had a steam. Kicks to the corner. Maynor for three. In and out. Oh, man. Trendon Maynor just can't buy one. And a long rebound comes out to Opelika. They push in the lane. Spin move. That's a travel, no call. And gets the bucket. Does Carne right. When you use an extra step or two, yeah, it's easy to score that way. And gets a bucket right back. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Auburn's lead is 11. Antoine far corner, spin move on the smaller Carde Wright, gets to the wing, kicks to Evans, free throw line jumper of all by himself, and makes him pay. Good shot from Kentrell Evans, who's off to a nice start in the third quarter. Auburn back up by 13, we approach 5 to play. Wild layup shot, Cash Reef there in defense. Hampton Jordan pulls down the board, 3-on-2 for the Tigers, kick to the corner, Maynor goes up, takes the contact, no call, misses the shot, we play on. Here comes Opelika, 4-on-3. Euro step around Kentrell Evans and the finger roll finish. That's good stuff from Caleb Baker. Just went around the contact, didn't seek it at all. And gets the bucket to go. Under 5 to play, third quarter. Auburn leads 49-38. Right to left on your radio dial. Kentrell Evans has it at the top. He'll feed to Trendon Maynor at the top, guarded by McNally. Gets to the lane, finger roll shot is too strong, and McNally pulls down the rebound. Two Tigers are trailing, and now three. Here comes McNally. Euro steps around nobody. Kicks to the corner. Open three for the Dogs. And Micah Truitt is the one to knock it down. Had 4 points in the first half. He's got three made on a basket right there. Opelika within eight. And their fans starting to make noise on the opposite side of the floor, and then a reach-in foul. A reach-in foul on Micah Truitt, who just knocked down the three. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Opelika fans making noise. Auburn's got it in the half court to our left. Cash Reeve rips a three from the corner. Contested. Caleb Brooks pulls down the board. That's an open three for Reeve. And buries it. It quiets the Opelika fans. Cash Reeve, maybe the story of the first half, had 10 in the second quarter. He gets a big-time three for Auburn to go back up by double digits. Opelika nearly throws it away, and then a touch foul on Caleb Brooks. Let him play over there, man. Caleb Brooks approaches the basketball trying to make a play. He just touches Brady McNally, and a foul is called. Left to right on your radio dial. Go the Opelika Bulldogs. Ball's in the hands of Carney Wright. He's got it at the top. They'll pass it around the rainbow here in front of us. Bounce pass to the low block. Kentrell Evans is there. Kick to the far corner. Open three in front of his bench. No. Rebound comes to the Dogs. Pump fake. Antoine's there for the block and a foul. He picked it clean, but it didn't matter. They were going to call that foul on Antoine Daniels no matter what. And that puts Caleb Baker at the free throw line. We appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. However you're tuned in this evening on 96.3 WLE on your radio dial, 963WLEE.com or the Radio Alabama app. We appreciate you being along for the ride. JV boys got a win. Varsity girls got a big win. And the varsity boys trying to cap off a clean sweep of Opelika here this evening. First free throw from Caleb Baker is good. Both teams 1-1 in area play. Smith Station also 1-1. In area play, the Red Devils are 2-0. Those two teams are locked tight right now, just up the road. Second free throw comes up short, and Antoine fights for the rebound. He pushes ahead. He's being bumped by Caleb Baker the whole way. Antoine coast to coast. Can't stop him, and then tips the inbound, goes out of bounds. It's off of Antoine. That's what you like about the 6'5", 200-pound Antoine Daniels. When he decides he's going to get to the basket, you're not going to stop him. And especially Caleb Baker, who's 6'4", 160, a size mismatch for sure. Ball's on the right-hand side of the floor in the hands of Carney Wright. He'll pull up on an 8-foot jumper over Hampton. Jordan leaves it short, and the Tigers are able to slow it down. Right to left we go, under three to play in the third quarter. Auburn's lead is 12. Right side of the floor for Antoine Daniels. Picks up his dribble. Tigers have it with Cash Reef at the top. Spin move into the semicircle. Bounce pass underneath for Hampton. Jordan way too hot. It was tipped by the Dogs. And it'll stay on this end of the floor. 2:39 to play in this third frame. Auburn leads 54-42. Baseline right for Caleb Brooks. Finds Kentrell Evans in the corner. Bounce pass to Antoine Daniels. He's got it at the high elbow. He's got a mismatch. Gets to the rim. Dumps off for Hampton Jordan. And he was fouled. Okay. I like it. I would have preferred probably a play on, especially seeing that Hampton Jordan made the basket. But Auburn will take the team foul regardless. They'll inbound to Antoine Daniels. He's got it on the left-hand wing right now. Kicks to the corner for Caleb Brooks. Cross-court pass, Cash Reeve. No doubt about it on the three. Left it short. It's Opelika trying to push in transition. A wild shot. Bodies hit the floor. It was blocked. It's out of bounds. A scary fall for Hampton Jordan. He landed on Caleb Baker. Everybody appears to be okay. And Trenton Maynard will sub back in. Caleb Brooks will take a seat. Antonio Welch going to try and get in, as well as Trey Ross. Cash Reef will have a seat. Hampton Jordan will have a seat. As Antoine's going to wipe up the floor and give the Tigers a break for a second. Antoine Daniels, Antonio Welch, Kentrell Evans, Trey Ross, and Trenton Maynard, the five on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt. 2:16 to play, third frame. Auburn leads 54-42 over Opelika in the third area game out of six of the season. McNally almost threw it away, and it's going out of bounds. A diving save from Trey Ross goes to the opposite side of the floor. Ball is out of bounds off of the Tigers. Antonio Welch ran all the way to the staircase back there in the corner. It'll be a deep far corner inbound for Brady McNally, the taller Antoine Daniels, to inbound. A sneaky bounce pass gets into Carney Wright, gets into the lane, kicks it out. That's an open three, airballed it. He airballed it. Did Micah Truitt, and the Auburn High students are going to let him know about it as he backpedals down the floor. It went out of bounds. It'll be Auburn High basketball. 2:02 to play, third quarter, 54-42. Auburn with a lead. I'm not saying it's a commanding lead by any means. This Opelika squad's got a run in, and we know it. Cantrell in the far corner whips a pass to Antonio. It was tipped. He gets to the lane, takes the contact, can't get it to go. Trey Ross has put back his short, but he's fouled. And Trey Ross, man, right now with the lineup that's on the floor for Opelika, I mean, he's got a 6-inch advantage over everybody. Does Trey Ross, he's 6'6", 220, is the senior. You got to take advantage of that, especially with Hampton Jordan on the bench. First free throw from Ross is short. The winner here tonight will come out with a winning record in area play halfway through, and the difference between 2-1 in the area and 1-2 in the area with all the teams still to play is just significant, man. Trey Ross steps up and splits a pair of free throws. 1:45 to play in the third quarter. Auburn's lead back up to 13. And a wild pass gets to the near corner. Holloway gets to the baseline, kicks it out for three. Right, sidestep three. Will not go. And Antoine is there for the rebound. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. We got a fight going on. Oh, man. We've got a fight going on right here behind us. The basketball game still going on. We got a fight trying to be broke up right here behind us. Going to try and protect everything and call the game as we go. We've got a fight going on behind us. Again, trying to keep this as civil as we can. All sorts of stuff going on the floor. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. 55-42 and a huge fight. Now we got security. We got police officers. It's going crazy back here behind us again. Antonio Welch is now going to stand to the free throw line. Oh, goodness. Again, going to try and call this the best we can. It is pandemonium right now as we got all sorts of people being thrown out of this basketball game happening right here behind us. 55-42, a minute 10 to play, and the basketball game has been stopped. The game has been stopped with all sorts of contact going on behind us. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to law enforcement, athletic director James Slayton, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Well, that was chaos. Again, the game has been stopped on the floor. Everybody appears to be okay. Yeah, we're going to have everybody move away. Try to get this thing cleared up, man. Holy smokes. That was scary. 55-42, minute 10 to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads Opelika. And I'll tell you what, the game has stopped. We're going to throw it to a quick break. We're going to be right back here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Vocal Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Back here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, 56-42 is the score. Auburn beating Opelika. Antonio Welch He missed the second free throw. I think he hit the first free throw. I think he did. All right, so we're going to give him that point. We're under 60 seconds to play, counting down in the third quarter. It just became pure chaos up here above the floor inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. We had a total fight, a brawl breakout right here behind the broadcast booth. But Opelika has the basketball in the half court to our right, counting down 45 seconds in the third quarter. McNally, bounce pass underneath, and the shot is blocked into the wall. Trey Ross hops up and gets a piece of it. And the clock has stopped at 39.2. 56-42. Again, apologies for the craziness on the air. That's one of the craziest things I've been a part of on the radio. Opelika moving left to right on your radio dial. Johnson gets into the lane, spins out, kicks it to Holloway. Clock counting down. We have 30 seconds in the third quarter. Auburn leads 56-42 over Opelika, and the Dogs throw it away. Brady McNally threw it to his head coach. Man, that was wild. Again, shout-out law enforcement. Shout-out Auburn High. They handled that about as good as they could. Oh, my goodness. Right to left on your radio dial. Here's Trendon Maynard. Hands off to Antoine Daniels. He's on the left free throw line extended. He'll take it back out to the top. Tigers can hold for the final shot of the quarter, up by 14. Antoine at the top, puts his head down, gets to the lane. He was fouled. I believe that foul's going to be on the floor, and it is, but it doesn't matter. That's free throws regardless. That's the sixth team foul on the Opelika Bulldogs. Man. I think everybody's okay up here. I don't really know. I hope so. 56-42, 4.2 stopped on the clock, and Antoine can't connect on the first. And now we're going to have a discussion with the officials. I'm not sure exactly what the discussion is. Should that have been a... Is it a clock issue? Okay, yeah, the clock ran on the missed free throw. So they put 4.2 back on it. So Antoine has another shot right here again. 4.2. Dogs will be moving left to right when they get the basketball. 0 for 2 for Antoine. Here comes Opelika. Gets to half court with one. Shot's good if it goes, and he airballed it. A shot from Kyrie Johnson at the buzzer is no good. We head to the fourth quarter. Auburn leads Opelika 56-42. Stick around. We'll reset when we come back here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the fourth quarter between Auburn and Opelika. 8 minutes for all the glory here on this Friday night on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you, and I appreciate you being with me here on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. 56-42. Is Auburn's lead over Opelika in the varsity boys game. Bulldogs moving left to right on your radio dial. They'll inbound it to Micah Truitt to start this fourth quarter. Truitt has it underneath on the backdoor cut. Antoine's there, kicks to the near corner. Baker, takes the three. Not that time. Rebound pulled down by Cash Reef. It's Reef, Daniels, Jordan, Maynard, and Ross. The five on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt to start the final quarter. Bounce pass to Hampton Jordan in the far corner. He steps back with a dribble, takes the three, and airballed it. I don't hate the shot. Not his comfort zone by any means, but I don't hate it from Hampton Jordan. Dribble drive, gets to the bucket, and finishes around Hampton Jordan over Trey Ross. Kyrie Johnson, my goodness. He's been limited in this second half, but that's a basketball player right there. Antoine on the right wing gets the off screen from Trey Ross, kicks it to Hampton Jordan at the top. Tigers moving around the three-point line. Trendon Maynard gets to the free throw line. He'll pump fake and launch it up and cannot get it to fall. Rebound underneath and a foul on the Tigers. Oh, apologies. They're going to say it hit one of the railings coming off of the backboard, which is considered out of bounds. And so it goes to Opelika. Tigers lead 56-44, 7 minutes to play in the basketball game. First edition of Auburn Opelika this season on the hardwood for the varsity boys. McNally shoots it off the screen, in and out. Gets his own rebound, gets it up, gets the foul. You cannot allow that to happen if you're Auburn High. That will drive head coach Chris Brent insane. Brady McNally missed the three, got his own board, puts the layup in, and got fouled all in the same swoop, all in the same breath. You just cannot have that happen, man. Not in a game like this. And McNally converts, as you would assume he would. Antoine's going to go take a, what I would assume is a quick seat, as Antonio Welch is in the ball game for him. Tigers right to left, white on top, white on bottom. Opelika defending left to right, black on top, black on bottom. Maynard, crossover dribble to get across the timeline, whips it to the far corner for Antonio Welch. They blitz him. Maynard now back at the top. He's guarded by Brady McNally. Dribble handoff for Cash Reef on the left-hand wing. Looks for a screen, gets to the lane, kicks to the wing. Antonio Welch wasn't ready for it. Had a three if he was. And the Tigers playing a little keep away. Don't think it's on purpose. And Antonio Welch will reset in front of his head coach, Chris Brandt. 6:15 to play in the ballgame. Auburn leads 56-7. Opelika back within single digits for the first time in a long time. Maynard on the cross pass. Gets it underneath. Hampton Jordan gets it to go. Give him the foul. Big Hamp having his best game of the year against Opelika. And gets the Tigers started in the scoring column in this fourth quarter. Had 9 in the first. He's got 2 buckets here in the second half. And he's got a chance at one more at the free throw line. And some subs will come in, just one for Opelika. Baker will take a seat as Elijah Odin will step in for the first time tonight. Here comes Hampton Jordan on the end, one opportunity. Tigers lead by 11, and it remains so off the back iron and out. How about Hampton Jordan? How about Hampton Jordan? 13 points tonight for a guy that averages 5 on the year. As Johnson pump faked on the three, dumped it off down low, wasn't ready for it, was Odin. And here come the Tigers. Cash Reef right to left, bounce pass to Maynard, gets to the wing, hesitates and resets. Trey Ross steps into a straightaway three. The straight line three is no good. Rebound fought for, and McNally comes up with it for Opelika. He pushes a 2-on-4, gets it up, reverse layup won't go. Odin there to follow, not there, and Auburn Cole pulls down the defensive rebound. See if Auburn slows it down right here. Trey Ross at the top, kicks it to Antonio Welch. They find Maynard. Open corner three. No. And the knocked around rebound fought for. Opelika throws it off of Cash Reef. Out of bounds. Smart play by the Dogs. That's a smart play. And now Cash Reef is going to start talking to Kyrie Johnson. Johnson made a smart play. Reef was on his back, laying on the baseline. Kyrie Johnson came up and threw the basketball at him pretty hard. But it's a smart play because Cash Reef was out of bounds. Got to get control of the crowd a little bit. Both student sections really starting to get into it. Again, I want to shout out the Auburn Police Department, the Opelika Police Department, and Auburn High Athletics Administrators, including the Athletic Director, James Slayton, did an excellent job earlier with what we had to deal with. And controlling this crowd is not easy, not with these two schools. So it is out of bounds on Auburn. It is Opelika basketball as we approach the five-minute mark in the basketball game. 58-47, a spin move, layup no good. Kyrie Johnson was fouled on the way in, fouled on the way up, and he will get 2 at the line. And this is about the only thing you don't want for Opelika right now if you're the Auburn High Tigers. You don't want them shooting free throws with that clock stopped. Because of that right there, they're too good at it. Kyrie Johnson averages 7 points on the year. He's got 17 in this basketball game. Braden McNally averages 13. He's got 13. So the Dogs' big-time scorers have come to play here on the road. Antoine Daniels, after getting a much-needed rest, he's back in for what you would believe is the rest of the ball game. As Kyrie Johnson steps up, knocks them both down. He's got four in the quarter. And Opelika back within single digits. 58-49, we're under five to play inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Big Hamp's got it at the top, looking for somebody to hand it off to. He does. Antoine works it over to Trenton Maynard, right side of the floor in front of head coach Chris Brandt. Tigers reset, high screen for Maynard, looking for the roller. Instead, it's a step back three! Trenton Maynard takes the lid off of it for the first time tonight, gets his first made field goal of the night, and it's a big-time three for the Tigers to go back up by single digits. Dogs can't respond on the other end, and Auburn will smartly slow it down. I love this. Off the screen, Maynard wants another one, cannot get it. And a heat check for Trenton Maynard you didn't need. Here comes Carde right now, into the lane, floater into Antoine Daniels is good. That's a college-level floater from three and black. Here comes Antoine to respond. Goes up tough, goes up strong, and gets the bucket and the foul. Count it for Antoine Daniels. And he's got a chance at one more. Just a full head of steam for one and white. You just can't stop it. 4:05 to play in the ballgame. Auburn leads 63-51 and can make it one more. With your senior leader, Antoine Daniels. Takes his time at the line. Daniels, good. 5 points in the second half, about a 20-piece for Antoine Daniels, and Antonio Welch picks up a bad foul 60 feet from the basket. Third team foul on Auburn in the quarter. Second, or two now, for Opelika. Remember, five team fouls in a quarter puts a team on the line in the bonus. Opelika left to right. We're under four to play. Here is Johnson across the timeline. He's got it at the point. He's guarded by Antonio Wells. Dribbles with the left hand and now right. Spins into the lane. Kicks to the near corner. Goes up with a tough shot. May have been blocked by Antonio Wells. And pulls down the offensive board. Good contest on Micah Truitt. As Tony's trying to get across the 10-second line, and he barely does. Dribbling with his back to the basket. Hands off to Antoine Daniels. Hampton Jordan will be the trigger man at the top. Hands off to Tony on the left-hand wing. Antoine left him open. Him makes him pay! Big-time bang for Antoine Daniels. Timeout on the floor. Opelika, they've seen enough. 67-51. Auburn has their largest lead of the game against the Opelika Bulldogs thanks to an Antoine Daniels three. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
We are winding down here in the fourth quarter between Auburn and Opelika. 67-51 is Auburn's lead over the Dogs here at home. Some crosstown scores for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. My buddy Christian Griffin on the Lee Scott Sports Network just wrapped up his broadcast. Big wins tonight. For the Lee Scott Warriors, they clean sweep Glenwood. JV boys, varsity girls, and varsity boys. 83-58 final score for that varsity boys team. Man, that's a really solid varsity boys team for head coach William Johnson and the Lee Scott Warriors. And a reach-in foul is called against Kentrell Evans as Jadarian Holloway brings the ball across the timeline. 3:12 to play in the ballgame. Auburn leads 67-51, make it 67-53 as Holloway gets to the bucket easily for two. 3 minutes to play inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Tigers going right to left. Evans has it at the top. Hand off again. They've been running this all night long with Hampton Jordan. Trenton Maynard on the left-hand wing. Looking for the backdoor cut for Antoine. It's not there. Kicks to the near corner. That's Evans. Now hands off for Antoine Daniels. Dribble drive into the paint. He kicks it to Tony. That's a three. Can't get the roll. Big Hamp is there. Fights for the rebound. Soars up. It's knocked around, and here come the Dogs. Left to right is Holloway. Dribbles around between the legs, through the legs, and into the hands of Antonio Welch. Tigers have numbers. Antoine to the lane. Eurostep gets the contact and a charge. There were two open like a Bulldogs who basically set up a trap for him, and Antoine fell right into it, or I guess I should say ran right into it. And so that is now the fourth foul on the Auburn High Tigers in the quarter. And we got a stoppage right now. The main official over on the far side talking to the scorer's table. As Cash Reeves set to sub in, Antoine Daniels sits down. Antoine Daniels may have just fouled out of this game. My count said he didn't, but I think he did. I think Antoine Daniels just fouled out. Auburn leads 67-53. 2:20 to play. Opelika basketball to our right. They throw the lob underneath. Offensive foul. It was Caleb Baker who climbed the ladder thanks to the shoulders of Cash Reef. And a great offensive foul. Auburn basketball, 2:15 to play. In the fourth corner, moving right to left. Opelika's got a full court press down by 14. Inbound to Kentrell Evans. Cash Reef will be the man to bring it up. He's on the far side of the floor. He's dribbling and not moving. Now he goes, trying to get to the timeline, looking for a bailout. Doesn't get it. He does, however, get across the timeline. Kentrell Evans now at the top. Hands off for Tony. Tigers able to kill some clock. Balls go flying out of bounds. Believe he was smacked from behind. And it will be out on Opelika. Tigers can do that right there if they just take care of the basketball. With under 2 minutes to play, you've got it, and you're up by 14. Inbound to Big Hamp. Hand off to Trenton Maynard on the right side of the floor. Tigers in front of their own bench. He'll reverse floor and get in the lane. Eurostep kick to the corner. Reef for a dagger three. No. Airballed it. Pulled down by Antonio Welch. Goes up. Pump fake. Layup is good. Antonio Welch puts the Tigers back up by 16 with 90 seconds to play, and the deficit might be too much for Opelika. Gets to the lane, uses a shove off, gets the roll, and it is good by Kyrie Johnson. Give him five in the corner. And Auburn going right to left, just trying to kill time. Maynard in the backcourt, able to get a tip pass to Kentrell Evans, back to Trenton Maynard, trying to get it ahead. He has to, and a 10-second call. A 10-second call on Auburn. They were unable to get it across the half-court line. Oh, a timeout was called. Okay. So Auburn avoids the 10-second violation thanks to a timeout called on the floor. It's 30 seconds. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Reminder that second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Following this game, if the Tigers hold on, we'll talk to head coach Chris Brandt. Also trying to get an Auburn High Tiger to join us as well. 69-55 is Auburn's lead. Tigers trying to advance to 17-8 on the season. 2-1 in area play and win their eighth in a row against the Opelika Bulldogs. And they've got 72 seconds to do so. And I believe an Opelika player or a coach just got teed up. And Kentrell Evans will step up and bury the first free throw. And if Auburn holds on, this is a good win, a really good win for Auburn. Evans goes 2-for-2. Good for you, young man. Step up and just knock him down confidently in one of the biggest games of his young career. Bryce Gotthelf will sub in. Hampton Jordan takes a seat again. Antoine Daniels fouled out of this game. Hands off to Trenton Maynard. Tigers going right to left. They've got it in the half court to our left. And Maynard just got to play keep away. Dribbles around a couple. Bounce pass to Antonio Welch. And Opelika fouls. Opelika fouls down by 16 with 62 seconds to play. What a good win this is for Auburn. What a good win this is for your Auburn High Tigers. After dropping a game, you feel like you should have won against Central on this floor. You go on the road and get it done against Smith Station, against a team that you're better than, but a place you have not won in quite some time, as Antonio Welch knocks down the first and leaves the second one short. You pull this one out, you're automatically right back in the race for the area tournament and an area title. A free throw line jumper is an air ball. Tigers pull down the board. And no pun intended, but Opelika's going to call off the Dogs just about. They'll put a little bit pressure on now. Cash Reef able to get it across the 10-second line, and smartly, they'll just hold. Cash Reef will get it back to Antonio Welch. Tigers just passing it around. And now we got some extracurriculars going on the right-hand side of the floor. Cash Reef getting into it with Kyrie Johnson. At this point, he's got to get this game over with. Kyrie Johnson's got to pick up the foul. Now to put Auburn on the free throw line. Cash Reef will step up. Opelika fans, they head for the exits. That'll make it easier for us trying to get out of here. When we're done on the air, Reef steps up and able to hit the first. I mean, there's so many players you could talk about tonight, man. This was a heck of a performance by this Auburn High team. Probably the best one we have seen in person all season long for Auburn High School basketball. We're going to look back on this one, folks. I'm telling you, if you can feed off of this, you have a non-area game on Monday against Ben Russell. You then have an area game next Friday as Reef is able to hit that one as well. You have an area game on Friday on the road. And you've got two of your next three area games will be on the road. You go Central, Smith Station, and Opelika. Here come the Dogs again. 30 seconds to play in the game. Auburn up 74-55, their biggest lead. It's 19. On the right-hand wing, they'll kick it to the left-hand wing. That is Carday Wright. Dribble drive into the lane. Gets up through three Tigers and somehow gets it to fall. Tough shot by Carday Wright. He's got four in the corner. And Auburn High brings it in to the half court. As Ian Miller, wearing number zero, is in, a sophomore guard. He'll dribble it out for the Tigers. 5 seconds and three. Auburn gets to the bucket with two. Can't get the layup to go. And Auburn takes down Opelika here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 74-57. Tigers win and take down the Dogs. They'll whimper all the way home. And Auburn moves to 2-1 in area play in 2026. Stick around. The postgame show coming up right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Your Auburn High Tigers, a winner tonight over Opelika in the varsity boys game. 74-57 final score. Auburn beats Opelika. Welcome into the postgame show here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins. We appreciate you being with us. And, man, what a night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. A clean sweep for the Auburn High Tigers. Varsity boys get the win. Varsity girls get the win. And JV boys get the win as well. 74-57 final score. Auburn beats Opelika. And we sit down with the winning head coach for the Auburn High Tigers is head coach Chris Brandt. Coach, congratulations on what is a fantastic win on the 25-26 season. What's this one mean to you?
This is awesome. I mean, I grew up with Auburn Opelika my whole life. When my brother played, you know, I was, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, sitting in the stands, sitting on the front row. And it means a lot to me just being homegrown Auburn, being competitive, playing against Opelika, watching play against Opelika, now coaching against them. So means a lot to me, and I'm just so excited. Opelika has a really talented team, and we were able to withhold and withstand all the pressure that they were putting on us. And I know when we play them the second time, it's going to be really, really tough to go to Opelika.
That's right, and that's a tough place to win, no doubt, and their fans will be ready to go. And that's the thing. When it's Auburn Opelika, Coach, doesn't matter what the sport, doesn't matter how good, how bad one team is or the other, it's always a fight when the Dogs come to town.
It is, and I think you might want to sit on the floor.
Speaking of fight, my goodness, that was one of the craziest things I've been a part of. But, Coach, I said on the air before we went to break and had you on, this is the best I think I've seen us play in person. I don't know how you feel. I know we don't get to all the games, unfortunately, but where does this performance rank for you so far this season for your guys?
Well, it's a complete performance, I think. Back early in the year when we played Prattville, that was the same type. We were scoring. This is the first time in a good while since probably Ezell Harden up in Tennessee that we're able to put up 74 points. And we're still learning. We're still adjusting. I'm finally, for the second game this year, I've had my full team.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though, you know, we played a lot of games, to me, sometimes I feel like we're still just getting our feet wet.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Auburn takes down Opelika 74-57. The winning coach is Chris Brandt. We appreciate your time.
Say hello to my brother, John.
Yes, sir. Head coach Chris Brandt of the Auburn High Tigers joins us on the post-game show, and he's going to hand it off to one of the players of the game. And you can hand it off to 4, 5, 6 different guys, but we are joined by the guard, by the receiver, Mr. Antonio Welch. What's going on, my man? It's good to talk to you. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Well, this is a big one, I know, and it's always nice to get a win in area play, but what's it mean to you to beat that team across town?
It feels good, man. That's that get back from football.
Yeah, you're right about that. The get back from football. Antonio Welch had 8 points tonight, 4 of those in each half. And look, this is a physical game. It's an emotional game. There's a lot going on when Opelika and Auburn get together. How did you guys come together and get this win in a big way, 74-57?
I feel like we practiced all week very good at a high intensity, and we came in the game and executed as a team, and we came out with a big win.
And you got the win on the road at Smith Station on Tuesday, kind of broke the curse there. You take down Opelika, and now you're rolling as you get into some big games next week. 3 down and 3 to go. It's going to be tough sledding, but you guys are playing, I think, your best basketball, wouldn't you say, Antonio?
Yes, sir. Got to keep it going.
Got to keep it going, absolutely. 74-57, Tigers take down Opelika, and Antonio Welch a big part of it. Man, we appreciate your time to join us on the postgame show.
All right, thank you.
Antonio Welch here with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. Again, I'm Jacob Goins. I appreciate you being with us. We'll take a quick break, come right back, and wrap it up here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensegreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable Carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at Sensegreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensegreen offers competitive financing for all their Sensible Green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensegreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High School beats Opelika tonight in the varsity boys game 74-57. Just had a chance to sit down with head coach Chris Brand. He is relieved, he is excited, and he is pumped up for what his team is about to do down the stretch of area play. Just talked to Antonio Welch as well, who had a very good game for the Auburn Hyde Tigers. We'll run you through some scoring totals here quickly, and we'll wrap up, make sure we don't overstay our welcome inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Antoine Daniels, a guy that averages 19 a game, scored 23 tonight for the Auburn Hyde Tigers. Trendon Maynor had a quiet five, but made an impact in several other ways. Cash Reef, how about this? 15 points for Cash Reef. Antonio Welch had 8. Trey Ross had 3. A.J. Turnbow had 2. Kentrell Evans with 6 big points in that second half. And Hampton Jordan, 13 points for Big Hamp in this game. Had 9 of those in the first half. It was a group effort, and Auburn beats Opelika. Auburn takes down Opelika and got to return and got to do it again when you go on the road to them in just about a week or so's time. 74-57 final score on next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We were going to make the trip on Monday to Ben Russell. Unable to do that now, so we are going to be back in action on Friday, Oh, it is? Oh, well, that works out. Game rescheduled on Monday against Ben Russell. So, oh, look at there. We got Dan Norton in here picking up trash. You just couldn't stay away, huh, Dan? I love it. Good to see you, my man, Dan Norton, former Auburn High AD. We got the new Auburn High AD, James Slayton, down there. And again, shout out to them for helping us get up set up, as they always do, and defending us the best they could in a commotion back here. But our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network is Friday, January 23rd. That is a week from tonight. We head 45 minutes up the road to Phenix City, Alabama, when the Tigers take on Central. Girls trying to get another win. Tigers trying to return the favor against the Red Devils. Final score here tonight, 74-57. Auburn beats Opelika. Until next Friday, Tiger fans, I'm Jacob Goins saying stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.